It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you buy an item of clothing, let's say something you haven't paid top dollar for, how long do you expect it to last? Valerie Flynn from The Journal set out to discover just that. Good afternoon, Valerie.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, you were looking specifically at Penny's, or Primark as the tourists call it, because they did go big on announcing this a few years ago, that they wanted their clothes to be sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. So this was part of a wider project, newsrooms across Europe looking at sustainability claims by big fashion firms. And we looked at Primark because obviously it's one of the most well-known, best-known Irish brands. And like you say, like it is something that they're trying to position themselves on. Like if you go in now to Penny's, you'll see very prominent labels, like with big type on them saying, like, this contains 50% recycled polyester, this contains cotton from our cotton project. Until quite recently, they had these Primark Cares label, which was supposed to give you a sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling, this product contains something green. So we decided we put it to the test, because in their sustainability strategy, and to be fair to them, they have set a public sustainability strategy, and some of their competitors, dumb stores, you know, would not have been doing the same stuff. So we are holding them to account as other companies we can't hold to account because they haven't set the same sort of targets. But in their sustainability strategy, one of the really eye-catching pledges to me was that they said they want to make clothes that are designed to last. And at the price tags that they have, you would wonder whether that's something they can and are actually trying to do. So that's what we decided to look at.
Yeah. What, did they have a working definition of what they meant by last?
Okay, that's a good question. So when they first brought out the claim, it was a little bit vague. They did specify, there's kind of three different things here, right? So first of all, they say the clothes should be durable. And they said that their clothes would be more durable by 2025. In terms of what does more durable mean, we'll get onto that in a sec. Then they said that the clothes should be recyclable by design. So that means, like, when it gets to the end of its life, it could potentially be turned into a new garment. And then the final thing that they were kind of looking at was that the clothes would also be made from more sustainably sourced materials. So coming back to the durability thing, like, they did then work with some pretty credible sustainability organizations to design like a kind of a durability standard. And in particular, what they've brought in is this thing called, this is all from their own corporate reports, it's called a wash test. So they say that they want their garments to, you know, be washable at least 5 times, but up to, you know, 20, up to 43 times would be the aspirational level. They say they're doing this now. They're testing the garments to make sure that they actually pass this test. So then we decided that we'd run our own test and wash some garments and see what happens.
Okay, and what happened?
Well, okay, so first of all, I would say I did wonder, first of all, is washing clothes, is that definitely what you want to do? Like, obviously you want your clothes to hold up in the wash, but you also want to be able to wear your clothes and for them to last. So I wore one cardigan that I bought there. I think it was like 16 euro, maybe 18 euro. And I wore it for 5 days, and it was standard Penny's knitwear. So it was like polyester, acrylic, polyamide blend. So completely synthetic materials, lovely soft material. But it was so bobbly after 5 days. And there's pictures in the article. People could decide for themselves. Like, that's not just me saying it. Like, you can, it's very visible in the photos. And then I actually, after writing the article, I continued to wear the cardigan because it is nice and soft. And I work in a newsroom, you know, you can be a little bit slovenly, it's fine. And oh my God, the stage of it now, like, it's so bobbly. It really looks dreadful. So that's the first thing to say, that even before washing the clothes, do they really last? I mean, that cardigan does not look like it did new even after 5 days wear. So then in terms of the clothes that we did wash, It was a mixed bag of results. So I bought like a very kind of varied basket that would be pretty representative. So for example, jeans, bought some men's jeans. They had a kind of a beige tinted stone wash. But after the 5 washes, and even though I put in like a colour catcher and I washed them exactly to the care label, they'd totally changed colour. They'd gone to this kind of white tinted, like, so they'd lost the warm colour and then they were cool tinted. So like that would annoy me now if I had bought those, expecting one colour and ended up in another. And then another garment that I think didn't last great, and I know from experience from my own kids having these kind of clothes, was a kid's t-shirt with like kind of a cotton t-shirt, 100% cotton t-shirt, which is good for the environment, but it had a kind of a printed coating on it with Super Mario, and like loads of kids' clothes now would have that. Like, so this is how companies like Primark do the sort of brand link ups with like Disney or Pokemon or Minecraft, whatever. They get these kind of just like a printed coating on. They don't last well in the wash. And this printed coating, it was already beginning to fade after five washes. And what happens with those printed coatings is that they crack, and it looked like this printed coating wasn't going to last well, because already after five washes, you could kind of see that it visibly wasn't holding up great. But then I have to say, in fairness to them, some of the other garments did hold up well. So there was a women's fleece, which was super cheap. It was like €10. And that held its shape, colour, nice and soft. And I washed it in like a special bag for catching microfibers, because people might not be aware of this, but actually washing polyester clothes, and polyester is now like the biggest produced material worldwide. It's the main fiber the fashion industry is using. And washing those clothes and the fibers, you know, being washed off into the environment, is actually one of the biggest sources of microplastic pollution now in the oceans. And so I washed it in a bag to see if it would catch any fibers, and it didn't actually shed a lot of fibers. So that was good to see. And there was also another knitwear jumper that it said to wash on like a delicate setting, and I followed the care instruction for that, and that actually held up okay as well. Mixed results.
Yeah. Now, there was a top, as I understand it, that you did wash, and there were threads hanging out of it.
Yeah, that was kind of like, so that was kind of like a going out top, like kind of like a satin top with like a lace trim. It was a nice top, and it actually had a matching skirt. Obviously, I just did the top for the experiment. And I went for that one because, like I said, I wanted the basket of stuff to be representative, and I think people do buy going out clothes and pennies. And that did, yeah, that was kind of okay. Like, it held its shape and its colour, and the satin stayed nice and shiny and it looked good. But the lace trim, all the threads were coming out of it after the five washes. So that wasn't great.
That's not great, no. Now, you did contact Primark and, you know, they did answer you.
They did, yeah, they did. So, like, they were very open to kind of talking to us about this. And, you know, they said that, like, they say that, like, in actually categories like denim and jersey was another one, they said they believe their products are performing well against the durability criteria that they have set for themselves. They acknowledged to what we found. They said it's an ongoing process. They know there's more to be done. And, like, what Primark really were kind of keen to say is that there is no industry standard on this. And, like, that's one reason why the European Dash Journalism Network was doing this project. Like, fashion is interesting. Fashion is a massive emitting sector. Like, one of the most conservative estimates is that it's 2% of global emissions. That's kind of comparable to aviation. Like, it's huge. But it's largely self-regulated. You know, it's not like, there's no like vehicle emission standards. There's no like, you know, deposit return scheme for fashion. Like, you know, it's a self-regulating sector. So they're setting their own standards. And Primark says it's doing that. It is at least trying to move forward and do something in a sector that is largely self-regulated. Yeah. And it wants the industry to work together in this area.
Yeah, I'd be very interested if anyone does a study of really expensive brands and whether they hold up or not, or if they're any better made than the cheaper stuff. Valerie, thanks a million for talking to us today. Valerie Flynn from the Journal Investigates. You can find a detailed version of that on the journal.ie website.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.